American traditions can come with some learning curves for immigrants. CAP Radio Sacramento education reporter Srishti Prabha knows that all too well. Srishti's family immigrated from India and with a new language, culture, and a way of life. I sat down with Srishti about how they and their family adopted holidays like Thanksgiving while planning their roots. Srishti, we have talked a great deal about our lineages and culture, and in the spirit of the holidays coming up. Tell us about, you know, your family and your upbringing.
Yeah, I am first generation. So my parents actually had an arranged marriage. They're both from India, grew up in India. My parents are from Bihar originally, and then my dad came to California because he was an engineer. And so at that time, you know, you could only get visas to the United States if you were a specific type of worker. And so that kind of self-selected, which is why you hear the stereotype of a lot of Indian people are engineers. It's because those were the only people being granted visas to come into the United States. So my dad came to California. After he graduated from college, he went some other places, but ultimately ended up here and was working and then decided to have an arranged marriage. So got married to my mom. And then actually my mom could not get a visa to the United States. So I was born in Canada because that's where they had to relocate in order to be together. What I think is very interesting is my mother, she knew English because everyone is kind of taught English because of colonization. But she didn't speak it fluently, and then she moved to Canada, to Montreal, where the dominant language is French.
French. Yeah. It was like Toronto. It was Montreal.
It was Montreal as a French-speaking province, and so she didn't speak French. She didn't speak English. She only spoke Hindi, really. And I can't imagine. She was married to someone she didn't even know. So I'm like, there's so many levels of that to, like, what was going on with my mom at that point? Like, you know, it must have been a very interesting and maybe traumatic time for her.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Those are huge shifts in your life. Have you ever talked to her about it? Does she ever reflect on it?
I have talked to her a lot about it. And so actually, we did a trip together, my mom and I, to Montreal. And my mom and I, we went to the place where I was born. We went actually to the house that we lived, this small apartment that we lived in. And we asked the people if I could come inside. The lady was like, are they going to rob us? But I mean, it was really cool because I, you know, I got to see where my mom was. And she talks about it being very hard on her because, one, being married to someone you don't know, and then having no friends, having no family, and back then we didn't have cell phones or FaceTime. There was none of that. So it's snail mail. Like, she would have to write a letter, or she could call, but it was like the calling was so expensive and they didn't have that kind of money because both of them were no generational wealth. Like, they come from no money. They came to this country and still had no money. So, yeah, she said it was very hard. She cried a lot, and that I was her first best friend because I was born, and then that was someone she could really talk to. So,
oh, that warms my heart.
Yeah.
First best friend.
Yeah.
Well, finally, when you all ended up landing in California, what were your thoughts as a child about the holidays and specifically Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I was young, so my mom tells me stories about the holidays, and you know, it's actually quite interesting because they didn't know any of the cultures or traditions of the U.S., of California, any of this, right? They didn't know the history of Thanksgiving. They don't know the history of Christmas. I mean, maybe a little bit because Christianity does exist in India, but, like, not so much Thanksgiving because that's not even a narrative that they're taught there. So I think she tells me a story of where I would see what other people were doing as a kid and be like, why aren't we doing that? And for Christmas specifically, she told me a story where everyone had Christmas trees in their windows and we didn't have one because why would we? And I kept being like, oh, well, they have a Christmas tree. Why can't we have a Christmas tree? They have a Christmas tree. Why can't we have it? And I bugged them to the point where they actually went and got a fake Christmas tree. And now we still to this day use that fake Christmas tree.
It has paid dividends in the years and decades since.
Yeah.
So how does your family celebrate Thanksgiving, or do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
I'm assuming for a long time we probably didn't. I mean, in the way that you get the time off, that's really nice. But then as we got older, you know, my brother and I, because I have a sibling, he's younger than me, we became entrenched in American culture, right? We're here, we're living here, we see what the other people are doing, we talk about it in school, we make all these hand, like, turkeys.
For the turkeys, yeah.
You know? Yeah, so you're like, oh, this is a thing that people do. And then you would hear about what people did, right? You would hear about, oh, you eat turkey for... We don't even eat turkey. Like, I don't eat turkey. We don't make turkey. So it almost became a day where, like, we just got off. And then as I got older, I wanted to do it. So I would be like, no, we should cook something. We should make a feast. And then my mom got into it because, you know, when your kids are into it. But we don't have any family here. So it's kind of like we were doing it independently where we'd make like curry chicken and like, you know, some dal, some chawal's rice. Dal is like some type of lentil thing, you know, some sabzi, which would be like some sort of greens, you know, so kind of like elements of Thanksgiving, but in a very Indian way. And then in terms of like not having family, definitely you feel the absence of the fact that everyone has something to do or somewhere to go or someone to talk to about it. And so then over time, we kind of, you know, have family friends that were also Indian immigrants, and my parents became better friends with them. So by the time I was in high school, we had a little crew that would actually meet up. And one of my friends, one of my cousins, distantly related, is half Indian, half white. So her mom actually was the one who started doing more traditional, like, Thanksgiving things. And then because we were in high school, we could cook. So we would start, like, I'd make lasagna and then someone's making something else. So yeah, over time, I think we've almost become more traditional in the way that we do Thanksgiving.
And I think that's kind of what Thanksgiving can be about. It doesn't really have to be necessarily about blood family, but chosen family and kind of creating your own sense of community. And, you know, and what better excuse when, you know, a lot of people do have the holiday off.
I think you're totally right. I think the issue was that as new immigrants to a country, you don't really know who to connect with, who is free, who wants to do something. So yeah, like getting to over time make that family to like sit at a table, to have something to look forward to was amazing. And I think I will say COVID kind of ended it. So I don't know if we'll ever that group will meet again in the same ways, but I hope, you know, but I'm also getting older, so I can kind of decide that on my own.
You can create your own tradition, mm-hmm. you know, and your own community as well, you mm-hmm. know, and that does happen as we get older and we move around, especially in our line of work. You know, I had to do that, you know, if I worked in Texas as a journalist or Nevada, you just kind of make your own family, especially during the holidays, because I usually worked every single holiday, so I couldn't make it back home, but, you know, for especially Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, I started to notice that in college, too, because I couldn't fly home. I was in college in Boston, so I was seeing my parents pretty infrequently at that point, but I would come for Christmas, so I would skip Thanksgiving because it's quite expensive to fly from Boston to California. And also, it's like a long travel time. So I would actually ask my friends if I could go to their Thanksgivings. And that actually was pretty cool, I will say, because I saw something so different. Like, one of my friends is Ukrainian Russian. And I went to her Thanksgiving and the food that they ate was Russian. Like, we were eating Indian food. They were eating Russian food. I was like, wow, so this is everybody's doing their own thing at this point. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much, Hristi. This was wonderful, sharing a piece of your family.
Of course. Thanks. Thanks for talking to me about it.
That is CAP Radio Sacramento education reporter Hristi Prabha, sharing how being an Indian American immigrant shaped how their family adopted holiday traditions. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio.